Previously with Martin Bester.
Ons gas op die show vanoggend die een en enigste Dirk van der Westhuizen.
Hello.
Lekker dude.
Goed jy.
Lekker man. He's also moving to the hood there by my site. He moved.
I'm there already, actually.
Yeah, I know. I saw him at my local 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was sitting on the one side and someone said to me, "Hey, kijk, daar's Dirk van der Westhuizen."
Like, maar cool. Toe ek daar sit, toe sê my vriende vir my, "Hey, kijk, daar's Martin Bester."
So lekker om jou te sien, my bad. Gaan
goed, goed met jou.
Lekker man, jy show seker weer lekker.
Ek moet vir jou sê, dit voel baie weird om terug te wees na 'n jaar. Soos nou om hier te rehearsal, of die soundcheck nou hier so in die studio was vir my baie scary en uit my comfort zone uit.
He's nervous because he's so amazing on stage.
Yes.
He's got the most confidence in the world.
Yeah, no, nee, yes, you must be out of it now, yeah.
No, yeah, almost now is busy om dit terug in te kom. Mm. But I mean, you've got lots of pressure on yourself because you must also dance and stuff on stage.
Yeah. So I actually hurt my back. So ek is nou besig om fysio te sien. So
oh nee.
Ek is op baie punt nou waar ek op die stoeltjie sit en sing. Hoopelik kan ek hierdie naweek met die shows bietjie meer dans.
Oh cool. Nice. The reason I don't dance at shows anymore is because I've also pulled a hammy.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
You pulled a hammy.
And I suck at it.
Maar nou die aand by die kuier het gelyk of jy hammy fine is.
I don't.
I thought it was because the dungaree doesn't fit so nicely.
Yeah. I was thinking of the dungaree last night and I thought,
don't do it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No.
So it brings us to a little game show that we're going to have this morning. It is called The Following. Listen to this. Here we go.
Die waarheid of speed. The truth or a muscle.
So this is how waarheid of a speed works. Truth or muscle. You're either going to tell me the absolute truth, or you have to flex a muscle.
Okay.
So it's up to you, my friend.
Okay.
If we get any idea that it's not the truth, you're going to have to flex a muscle. Yes. All right. You've got a couple. You work out.
I need to do the truth, yeah.
You need to do the... Oh, really? Is it early? Okay. Here we go. So ek gaan vir jou vrae vra oor jou musiek.
Okay.
En ek gaan begin by... Wie was die laaste persoon?
Wat
het ek suiker op jou gegooi het, Dirk van der Westhuizen?
Okay, die waarheid hierso is dit gebeur letterlik elke naweek by elke show.
What?
Wat die mense my uit die gehoor uit. Die een keer het 'n girl 'n 5 kg sak suiker gebring en het gegooi teen my vas. Seker met die hoop dat dit gaan bars. Hoe gooi sy my heeltemal uit? So it's full of bugs into my cup.
She threw a fire.
I've seen in the beginning of the show, seen ek die girl met die suiker. So I think she's going to opskeer and she's maybe a bietjie op my gooi. Daai hele ding, sy slat my mic at my hele tongue chip. So yeah, that was it.
What an idiot.
And you are asking this thinking that surely there's no answer to this.
No.
Meanwhile.
No. Okay. All right, so far so good. Next question is about your song, Jy Bly Nog By Your Mama.
But you bly nog by your mama.
And I listen to this song. Is it like goodbye, your mama? It sounds intentional. Am I right? Mm. He's not singing this broadly, generally. He's singing this about someone specifically who still stays with their mother. Wie bly nog by hulle mama? Dirk van der Westhuizen in ons speletjie genaamd Die Waarheid of 'n Spier.
Okay, so hierdie song is glad nie vir die general public op hulle gemik nie. Dit is gemik op 'n groep ouens wat my van skool af soos geboelie het, getarget het, altyd. Wow. Soos ek was altyd die minste op skool. Maar ook al ek geloop het, was ek in goed vas gestamp en met gespot. En toe so hele ruk na skool, ek het altyd stil gebly teenoor dit, jy weet, los dit maar net, doen wat die Bybel sê jy moet doen. Maar toe ruk na skool toe sing ek, so 10 jaar na skool sing ek by 'n plek waar een van hierdie ouens nou die karwag was, wat deeltemal fine was. Maar hy kom na my toe en hy soos hou aan met my, hy soos gee my net crap die hele tyd.
Ja.
En toe vind ek uit, hy bly nog by sy ma. En hy het soos my lewe hel gemaak op skool. So hy en al sy trawante, en hy weet presies wie hy is. Die song is vir hom. En oor die algemeen, soveel mense word geboelie, so ek meen, daar kan mense dit gebruik om beter te voel.
Okay.
All right.
Look at that.
So far, no muscle, but there's a lot of muscle in that answer. I like that. I really, really like that. Okay, the volgende vraag is oor jou liedjie.
Loop met jou rokke, jou Gucci Gucci rokke. Ja, loop met jou rokke. Loop met jou rokke, jou Gucci. met je rokke. Ja, loop met je rokke.
Gucci, Gucci.
Was jy al ooit in 'n Gucci rokkie sonder dat enig iemand weet?
Ja.
Okay. I feel like he's just being honest today and I love
My sister en haar dogter het ons al in rokkies opgetrek en ek en my vriende en ons met al hakskoene en rokkies rondloop en sit nou vir hulle baie entertaining.
Ja, but then who hasn't? The last one. So no muscle seen so far. Mm. But he's been very honest. I like okay. that. Okay, die laaste een is oor jou liedjie Sexy for My. Kom wees 'n bietjie sexy for my. Dans 'n bietjie pas, dans 'n bietjie sê die keer op vir my. Hey Liesel, hola.
Como estás?
Oh goodness, I was going to say that.
No, you say hola.
Oh, hola.
Como estás?
Nee, lekker. Shop.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Okay.
Muy. And then that's as far. That's muy bien.
I just learned as far as como estás.
Okay.
Dirk, any spieletjie die waarheid of 'n spier? So, if you don't want to tell the truth, and if you don't know the answer, you got to show us a muscle.
Okay.
And the question is, it's all good and well using one Spanish word in your song, but can you talk more Spanish to me? Kan jy meer as Spaans praat as net, is it tiquero?
Tiquero. Ek moet eers sê, daar's soveel mense wat dink ek sê iets anders daar. Daanse bietjie praat Spaans, 'n bietjie sê die Carol vir my of die Keto. En dan kry mense reg voor die stage wat Klipart saam sing.
Sê die Carol vir my.
Sê Tiquero. Tiquero is I love you in Spaans.
I love that.
Dis ook jy sê alle mense wat jou met 5 kg suiker.
What you bought it? I'm laughing because I was definitely one of those people. I was like, what the hell is he saying? Then I realized.
I could know a Spaans woord hier gekry het is donde está la biblioteca.
It sounds like something to do with a library.
Ja, waar is die biblioteek?
Ja.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Does that work? Well, listen.
He just needs to say it with a little bit more.
Nee, wat die aksent. As jy kwaliteit vrouens wil ontmoet, dan is dit 'n goeie pick-up line. Waar is die biblioteek?
Dis actually waaroor gooi jou suiker op my. Hoekom ek daai song geskryf het, is dit gaan oor 'n girl in die biblioteek. My oupa het elke week boeke gaan uitneem, want ek kom gevat om dit te gaan uitneem. Toe sit daar hierdie girl, daar met wat agter die toonbank werk. Jong girl, maar sy's baie oudtyds aangetrek.
Ja.
Toe begin ek wonder, hoe lyk hierdie girl, weet, as sy nie by die biblioteek is nie? Trek sy bietjie seksier aan dalk of... Ja, so die song gaan eintlik oor haar.
I am gobsmacked. I did not know that. Fucking nonsense.
Yeah, Devon.
True story.
Sure.
Dude, very, very well done. He did not take off anything this morning. We'll try harder next time.
I love the honesty as well.
I mean,
you've learned so much more about him in like the last 10 minutes.
More than ever before. Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Goodbar.